The State Department is confirming that two Americans are among the dead and two others have been wounded in what are described here as horrendous acts of terrorism in Mumbai. But officials suggest the toll could be higher, saying that U.S. citizens were still at risk at two venues where Indian security operations were still ongoing Friday, at the waterfront Taj Mahal Hotel and a Jewish community center. The State Department did not identify those known dead, but officials did not contest the announcement from a meditation group in Virginia that two of its members, Alan Scher and his daughter Naomi, had been killed at the Oberoi Hotel. In a talk with reporters, State Department acting spokesman Gordon Duguid said the Mumbai attacks have prompted a flurry of U.S. diplomatic activity, with both President Bush and Secretary of State Rice telephoning Indian leaders to offer condolences and U.S. assistance in the investigation. The spokesman said Rice spoke Thursday with, among others, British Foreign Secretary David Miliband and Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari. Some Indian officials have suggested neighboring countries and implicitly Pakistan might have been involved in the attacks in some way, though Pakistan denies this. Spokesman Duguid said the United States has no information on who the Mumbai attackers were or what their motives may have been. He said Rice called President Zardari to discuss the situation in general terms.
She's calling the Pakistanis simply because she wants to discuss what's happening on very near Pakistan's border. You understand the tensions that have existed in the region after the parliamentary attacks of a few years back, 2001 I believe it was. There were very worrying tensions in the region. She was calling the President of Pakistan to get his read on how those tensions might be affected.
Duguid noted that India and Pakistan have already said they intend to cooperate in the investigation of the Mumbai events and said the United States has always worked for a lessening of tensions between the two South Asian powers. He said Secretary Rice went to the Camp David retreat to brief President Bush on the situation Friday morning and has also had two telephone conversations on the attacks with President-elect Barack Obama. The State Department has sent staff members from its embassy in New Delhi and consulates in Chennai and Kolkata to reinforce the seaside U.S. Mumbai consulate, which remains open. U.S. diplomats have been deployed to Mumbai hospitals and terrorist attack venues to assist Americans in distress. The State Department is advising U.S. citizens to defer travel to Mumbai for the time being. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.